AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew is beginning at this hour in Baltimore for a second night, and Maryland's governor says it will be enforced. Police Commissioner Anthony Botts is hopeful it continues to help stem violence in Baltimore, as it did last night.
For the most part, I think curfew worked extremely well. Like I said, much like the mayor had predicted, we got people off the street. There wasn't a whole lot moving.
Botts says officers have been warned to watch out for possible explosives after a suspicious device was found earlier in the week.
Looks like it was a homemade device. It was inert. We found it on, I believe it was north in Pennsylvania. And we have to pay attention not only to rocks, we have to pay attention to bottles, inert devices too.
Baltimore does have something to celebrate tonight. The Orioles beat the White Sox, but fans weren't allowed to watch the game at Camden Yards.
In a game that was played in front of an empty stadium, the Orioles beat the White Sox 8-2. Fans were unable to attend the game at Camden Yards because of all the unrest in Baltimore over the past week. In fact, the Orioles series with the Tampa Bay Rays this upcoming weekend has been moved to Tampa for safety reasons. Chris Davis hit a three-run homer off starter and loser Jeff Samardzija as part of a six-run first inning. Manny Machado homered and had three hits, and Caleb Joseph drove in two. Ubaldo Jimenez gave up two unearned runs over seven innings to earn his second win. Craig Heist, Baltimore.
Vermont's independent Senator Bernie Sanders became a candidate for president tonight during an interview with the Associated Press. He says he hopes to pick up support from Democrats and Republicans as well as independents.
To me, the question is whose views come closer to representing the vast majority of working people in this country? And you know what? I think my views do.
This is AP Radio News. Iran's foreign minister says his country and world powers will meet tomorrow to begin putting together the elements of a draft on a comprehensive nuclear deal.
That deal hinges on the U.S. lifting sanctions in exchange for Iran's curbing its nuclear work. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the agreement is the most balanced one he's seen so far, and everyone needs to compromise.
There are wording problems that pertain to all issues. I don't think they are, the problems are insurmountable. I think they can be resolved, and I think they will be resolved.
He also says even though Iran wants to meet the June 30th deadline for an agreement, no deadline is sacrosanct. Julie Walker, New York.
The Prime Minister of Japan made history today when he addressed a joint meeting of Congress. Shinzo Abe offered his country's deepest condolences for the Americans who died during World War II. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.